first, he would take along some items of clothing to convince the Redwallers of his position. 4 or 5 flasks of the wine would do to start. Then he would demand 2 casks, one for the safe return of each dibbon. Posca cackled again, this time a little louder. No, he would make a 2 casks ransom for each babe. Why not? He was in command. The things he could threaten to do at the infants would horrify the good beasts of Redwall so much that they'd be glad to pay up. Popping his head out of the tunnel, Posca made sure the coast was clear, then dragged the sack up after him. Emptying his prisoners out onto the grass, the water rat produced a long, vicious-looking needle, red with rust. He waved it like a wand before the terrified Dibbon's eyes.
One, just one word, and you'll never see your mummies no more. Ye, Maisie, give me his apron. Molly, give me his little belt. Look lively now, or I'll stick yous both with this bodkin.
Wordlessly, the Dibbons did as they were bidden. Ephira watched them from behind the rotting trunk of a fallen beech tree. Valag lay on his back, fletching an arrow with a wood pigeon feather.
What's the old slime skin up to now?
Ephira dropped down beside the bow beast.
Taking the apron off of the mouse and the belt from the mole.
Valag sighted one eye along the arrow shaft, testing its level.
What does the fool want to do that for?
Always the clever one, Ephira knew the answer.
I think the rat's kidnapped him, and he's after ransom from the abbey. We could use those 2 infants.
Valag thought a moment before he caught on to the idea.
Aye, we could use them as hostages and trade them for the otter.
There was no disguising the sarcasm in Ephira's voice.
By the carcass of Sawney, did you think of that all by yourself?
The arrow point suddenly nicked Ephira as it pressed against his neck. Valag smiled coldly.
Aye, I did. I've had a few good ideas lately. Do I really need a partner like you? That's one of them.
The arrow point pressed harder, but Ephira did not seem impressed.
Cut your own nose off to spite your face, wouldn't you, Valag? The game ain't over yet. You'll need me. Now, don't you think you'd best do something about those babes afore the rat gets away with them, instead of lying here arguing, eh?
Posca was trying to stuff the dibbons back into the sack, but he was encountering difficulty doing it. Feagle squeaked in pain as he grabbed her by the neck. Though still bound, Derby launched himself on the water rat and bit his ear.
You run! You leaving my Feagle be!
Posca let go of Feagle, clapping a paw to his bleeding ear. He raised the needle, kicking Derby over onto his back.
I make you scream loud for that, Mole!
Posca stood for a moment with the rusty needle raised, then dropped it.